On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Welcome indeed. Absolutely wonderful to be with you for another edition of The King Review. Well, it's all happening out there. Is there a week where it's not all happening in this mad, mad world? Lockdowns, of course, in full swing in Sydney. We send our thoughts to those locked down. Melbourne looking a little bit scary as well. A couple of locally acquired cases in recent days in the southeast of our state. Not good. We're all encouraged to go out and get the vaccine, but I'm still hearing a lot about the absolute difficulty in trying to get a booking, trying to get locked in for a jab here in Cairns, but also you hear about it all across the nation. My own little example, I went to a government website that we're all told to access to make a booking. I did that over a week ago. Still no word. I haven't had a single word about when I might get that shot. It seems crazy, doesn't it, that people who are willing, they're keen to get that jab, to do their bit for their own sake, for their family, but also for the greater good. And yet it seems these talks of delays in getting appointments, in getting the jab, they just continue on and on. It needs to be sorted out. It's just absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely shameful that we can't get this rollout sorted after so long, and after so many other countries seem to have nailed it. Countries, US, UK, wherever, they seem to be opening up. And yet here we are in yet another round of lockdowns, and no doubt more to come. Get it sorted out. Now, to today's show, fantastic lineup. Warren Mundine is on the line from Lockdown Sydney, the Indigenous leader, businessman, commentator. We have a chat about a whole range of topics. Always fascinating to hear Warren Mundine's perspective. Also, we hear from a university researcher. She's looked at a study in Iceland about the four-day work week. How good does that sound? Apparently, it was very, very successful. So we have a chat to her. Also catch up with program sponsor Denny Maher about some very interesting investment news for retirees. Let's get stuck into it.